La Utsiwach. That means, how are you, in the Mayan language of Quiché. Mayan languages are still spoken by millions in Central America and a growing number in the U.S., but there is a shortage of interpreters, and the few who are available are in constant demand. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
On a weekday morning in an upscale part of Arlington, Virginia, the suburban silence is as thick as the foliage, a leaf blower here and there, an occasional car. In one of the homes, a tiny, stocky woman named Sheba Velasco is thinking of snacks for the children. She's their nanny. It's another day in suburbia, and then the phone rings.
Hello?
Thousands of miles to the west, it's very early in the morning, and a young man has been caught trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border.
First of all, may I ask if he's from Nebah? He does speak Ishil?
The young man is from her hometown, Nebah, Guatemala, and he does speak Ishil, the same Mayan language she does. Sheba already works as an interpreter for the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian, but also for immigration courts. She's one of the few Ishil interpreters in the U.S. Sheba asks if he's allergic. He's not. She later tells me he sounded like a boy and he was scared. She told him to calm down. Calls like this didn't used to happen that often. These days?
Like 6 to 10 calls a week. Mostly are young kids that cross in the water. Some of them are ill, sick, or the immigration have them.
In school, you might have learned that the Mayan Empire collapsed mysteriously around the 9th century, and that's true. Archaeologists believe it might have been a drought or a plague.
But there are still descendants of those people alive today.
And around 6 million of them speak the languages in Guatemala, Belize, and southern Mexico, says Professor Sergio Romero. He teaches Mayan languages at the University of Texas. He specializes in 3 languages, but there are over 30. That's one of the reasons for the shortage in interpreters. Romero tells me when he's not grading papers or planning lessons, he's taking calls from detention centers and courts.
A lot of these people will be perfectly capable of, purchasing, beans or tortillas or beer at a store in Spanish. But then engaging the police or working with a lawyer or declaring before a judge is not something they would be able to do.
There are other reasons for the shortage in interpreters. Not a lot of universities teach Mayan languages. Tulane offers Quiché and Kakchikel. University of North Carolina offers Yucatec Mayan. But what about Mayan speakers already in the U.S.? Can't they help? These are languages that immigrants are not always proud to speak. There is so much racism against indigenous people in Latin America, sometimes these languages get dropped at the border, or even before that. It's a sunny day in Austin, Texas, and in the dark living room of a shelter, Hilda Velasquez is wrapping up a conversation with her sister in a Mayan language called Mam. Her son, Jairo Velasquez, is 9. He tells me speaking that language got him in a lot of trouble back when he started grade school in Guatemala. They said, that language is made up. Your mother speaks an ugly language. And I would listen to her and I would think, I don't think it's an ugly language. But Jairo still refused to speak it. And now he says he doesn't remember. He and his mom have been in Texas for about a year. After some prodding, he tells me there is one phrase in Mom, an inside joke of sorts between him and his mother. It's a very important phrase to know if you're a cuddly 9-year-old boy. It means scratch my back. And I scratch his back, Hilda tells me, in Spanish. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Austin, Texas.